It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Rodke and Greg Carlson.
Hey, Beth, it's been a while for Dad Joke Friday for Greg and I, but we're back and ready to go for the day today, courtesy of Prairie View Senior Living. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Heath. Happy Dad Joke Friday. Happy welcome back. I don't know if you had heard when you were gone, but Josh modified that opening there for us. Did you hear that?
I had to delete that one. I didn't like it.
He didn't tell me anything about it. So the first time he did it, a couple weeks ago, I just got me laughing because I wasn't expecting it. So I was expecting the normal one that just got, and then it just goes, Josh, cold leg.
I love it. Well, we're ready for Dad Joke Friday today. We've got a bunch of good ones lined up and ready to roll for you. The rim shot is ready. The floor is yours, my friend. Take it away.
Oh, I'll gladly start here. Did you hear the man who invented the wind chill factor sadly passed away?
I did not hear this.
Yeah, he was 98, but he felt like 85.
Oh, poor guy. My grandpa gave me this sage wisdom when I was young. He said, find a girl with a horrible tattoo and marry her.
Oh, okay.
He said, that's a girl who knows how to make bad decisions and stick by them.
For life. My buddy was telling me once he was in Las Vegas, he lost half of his life savings in 30 minutes and it still hurts him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, to this day, he won't drive anywhere near that wedding chapel.
Oh, man. Did you know that Darth Vader always knew what Luke Skywalker got him for Father's Day?
No.
Yeah, he could sense his presence.
Do you ever think about this, Heath? Kale, the vegetable kale. It's so versatile.
Yeah?
Yeah, it literally fits into any size trash can.
Yeah, that's true.
See ya.
I like that one. That's good. I was looking for a little revenge on the kids. So on Father's Day, Greg, I rushed into the room at 4 a.m. and said, can I open my Father's Day presents now?
Take that, sucker.
That's right.
The other day we got a cat, and Christina told me that it needed to be chipped.
Oh?
Yeah, I only had a 9-iron, but I still got it over the shed.
I saw where that one was going. Now, no letters from cat lovers, please. It's a joke, okay?
It's a joke. It's I don't even have a cat. PETA, stay away, too. I don't have a cat.
Right. I don't know if I told you this, but I've got a condition that forces me to make bad puns, Greg.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's a dadly disease.
Heath, what's the only piece of John Deere equipment that they won't stand behind?
I'm not sure. What?
Well, their manure spreader.
Of course. Speaking of manure, I had a buddy who told me you should put manure on your strawberries.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go back to cream. Not good.
Well, what's that?
Not good.
Not good. No. Went to the gym the other day, and my first workout back to the gym was awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did 15 minutes of cardio, 10 minutes on the defibrillator, and 5 days in the hospital.
Oh, boy. Did you hear about the daughter in Iraq who's got a new bag from her father?
No.
Yeah, she said, thanks for the bag, Dad.
I could see where that one was going. I was at a wedding here. I was thinking about this. I was at a wedding last year, my buddy's wedding in Paris. And at the reception, I raised my champagne glass and said eggs, cinnamon, bread, and maple syrup.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a French toast.
French toast, yeah. That makes sense. Oh, bad news, Greg. I got let go from my job at the ice cream factory this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I refuse to work on Sundays.
Stay true to your morals.
That's right.
Oh, Heath, is it wrong that I really enjoy running over geese?
I don't know.
Well, it just gives me goosebumps.
Oh, hello.
I don't run over geese either.
You're just all over PETA today, man. Tell you what, we might get canceled yet.
Jokes.
I had to use an Uber the other day, and I got a Russian Uber driver.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, his name was Peek Up Andropov.
I had to practice that accent.
I did.
Heath, what did the horse say after it tripped?
The horse after it tripped? I don't know what.
Help! I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Giddy up. I thought he was going to say, no, don't shoot me.
That's quite the big nine iron.
Yeah, no kidding. I've got a buddy who always does the limbo when he goes on a first date, Greg.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it really lowers the bar.
Start low.
That's right.
Oh, I was thinking about this the other day, and I come to the conclusion I want to be like a caterpillar.
Oh, really?
Eat a lot, sleep for a bit, wake up looking great.
Yeah, that's right. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Oh, kind of strange the other day, but I was at the thrift shop, and I found a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they were secondhand smokes.
Secondhand smokes. Big news in our house. I bought a new trimmer today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's real cutting edge technology.
Oh, boy. Hey, who was the spiciest knight to King Arthur's court?
Oh, the spiciest? I don't know who.
Sir Racha.
I do like some good sriracha, though. Well, I only have one more joke for the day here.
Okay.
What do you call a cow walking backwards? This is a good one for maybe our soon-to-be third graders. What do you call a cow walking backwards?
I'm not sure what.
Moo walking.
Oh. Okay, well then, I'll leave you at this. Went to KFC the other day and ate 14 pieces of chicken.
Holy cow.
Yeah, now I can cross that off my bucket list.
Oh, I see what you did there. Bucket list.
There you go. Dad Joke Friday on the Tracy Show, courtesy of Prairie View Senior Living.